Welcome to Shir 9, and we will say this Shir L'Zeicha Nishmas, my great uncle, Mr. Bernie Kupfer, Baruch Ben Rav Arim Yitzchak, and Esther Malka, whose yard site is on the 13th of Kislev. And in this Shir, we are going to focus on Bracha Rishona, the Bracha you recite before partaking of food or drink. Our Chachamim instituted that we make a Bracha before consuming all food or drink, and this was done since, logically, one cannot benefit from this world without making a blessing and thanking the one that made the food. Additionally, the Torah requires us to bench after we are full from a bread meal. If one must recite a bracha when full, so certainly one must say a bracha when they are hungry. Chazal say that when one has benefited from this world without saying a bracha, it's as if you are misappropriating from Kachim, as the whole world is God's, and only after we recite a bracha does the food become ours. Just like one cannot partake of Hektish before it is redeemed, so too when one says a bracha, you are, so to say, redeeming the food. Even if you are only eating a very small amount, so you still must say a bracha, since it is usher to get hana without reciting a blessing. Chazal only required us to say a bracha on something of substance that enters the body, and therefore hearing a nice voice, washing, anointing, none of these require a bracha, but a good smell does require a bracha. If you accidentally put food in your mouth without reciting a bracha, so you may not swallow, since that would be getting hana without a bracha. On the other hand, it's not appropriate to make a bracha with food on your mouth. And it's also not appropriate to spit out the food, because then you're going to let it go to waste. So what should you do? So if you could remove the food from your mouth, make a bracha, and then eat it, in other words, the food did not become repulsive, that's the best thing to do. Now, if this is not an option, the food should be moved to the side of your mouth, and then you should make the bracha. If you place liquid in your mouth, so if it's a very small amount, and you could still make a bracha, then you should do that. In most situations, this will not be possible, and therefore, you should spit the liquid out. However, let's say you're thirsty, and this is the only drink you have, so it's permissible to swallow. And if you remember, at the end of your drinking, and you happen to have had the requisite amount to make a brain of fashos, or an al gefen, then you should do so. If one ate or drank without reciting a bracha, so if you have more to eat or to drink of a food in the same category, make a bracha on the new food immediately, within toch de dibur of swallowing the last bit of food, and have a bit of this new food. And even if it's after a short time span, it is still proper to pick up a new food in the same bracha category and to recite a bracha. Now this is contingent on the fact that you're not so full from eating that the new food would become abhorrent to you. So just a short introduction to our next piece. Not every act of eating or drinking requires a bracha. A bracha is only said when one eats and swallows. Either you have enjoyment of the palate or of your innards, your stomach. And that being said, there are things that we do not make a bracha on. So some items are not fit to eat, and therefore we don't call such an eating eating. And there are other foods that are fit to eat, but they don't have flavor, or they do not impart hana. There are situations when a food has flavor, but it's not eaten as a food, or it's eaten in a non-normal manner. There are other situations where food gives pleasure to the body, but one still does not recite a bracha on it, because it's not fit to have a bracha recited. So we're going to discuss the details of these halachos. What kind of eating is not called eating? So there are things that are unfit to eat when they're eaten alone, and one might feel nauseated by them. So if one eats something in this category, it's not considered eating, but rather something which is damaging, and therefore no bracha is recited. So for example, if one drinks plain olive oil or strong vinegar, so no bracha is said. However, if something is a food and you get pleasure from eating it, even though it causes some sort of damage later on, you still recite a bracha as you receive pleasure from the taste. So there's no example in the Sefer, but let's say you have a food that you enjoy, but you know it's going to give you heartburn or a bad stomach, so you still, of course, need to make a bracha. Items that are not typically eaten without sugar do not get a bracha unless there is sugar on them. So if one eats pepper, dried ginger, cocoa powder, so on these things you wouldn't recite a bracha. There are items that don't require a bracha since one does not get pleasure from them. So a good example is water. Only reason we make a bracha on water is because water quenches thirst. So therefore, if you drink water when you're not thirsty, for whatever the reason is, you do not make a bracha. So for example, you have something in your throat, so you drink water to clear it, so you do not make a bracha. The same goes for medication. If you drink water just to swallow medicine, you do not make a bracha. And the same goes for drinking water as part of a diet. Now, if you're thirsty for any of these, then it requires a shahakal. If one is doubtful if you said a shahakal, or if you need to recite a Berei Nefashos, so you should not drink water to kind of fulfill these things unless you happen to be thirsty as well. Now, any other drink requires a bracha as you get pleasure from that drink. So, for example, if you drink orange juice to swallow a pill, you must recite a shahakal. Even foods that do not have a taste require a bracha as you get nutrition from them. So, for example, you swallow a raw yolk for your voice. So even though you do not get pleasure from swallowing a raw yolk, nevertheless, your body receives nutrition, and therefore you need to say a bracha. Now, medication that has a somewhat sweet flavor does not get a bracha, as this is not considered an act of eating. So I once asked Rav Forst if a person has calcium chews, so we know they have a flavor to them, not particularly good, so he told me, no, that's not an act of eating, not something that you would make a bracha on. However, children's medications that are full of sugar and they taste good, so these require a bracha. There could be a situation where you receive pleasure from eating, yet a bracha is not recited. So what's an example of this? If you're forced to eat a food, a bracha would not be said. Now, there are those that argue with this, and therefore, if one was forced to eat an amount of bread where you're satisfied, so then you would need to bench. If a person is sick, and they must eat non-kosher food for their health, it makes no difference if we're talking about a day when food is usher itself, let's say like Yom Kippur, or an item itself which is usher to eat, so let's say some non-kosher item like pig, so you must recite a bracha. And the reason for this is that you want this food to heal you. However, if you're so disgusted by this usher item that you do not receive pleasure from eating it, then you do not make a bracha. A healthy person who purposely eats non-kosher, so no bracha is allowed, and if the person said a bracha, you may not answer amen to that bracha. If you steal food, you cannot make a bracha. So for example, I stole a loaf of bread and I eat it and now I'm full. So normally I would be required to bench on a Torah level, a D'oraisa, but in this case I'm not permitted to bench. Now if one accidentally ate an usher item, then a bracha achrona is recited. Chazal say that taste alone does not require a bracha, and this means that if you're tasting food to see if it's spiced properly, you do not make a bracha. Now, the Rishonim are of two opinions as to what this means. So the first is that this halacha applies even if you swallow the food as your intention is to taste and not to eat. And this halacha only applies when you have a small amount. So for liquids, that's up to a revius, solids up to a kazais. If you eat more than this, then you must recite a bracha since it's as if you're intending to eat just based on the amount. There are others that argue and say that a bracha must be said if you swallow your food. And this halacha applies only when you spit out your food. And this is even if you taste more than a revius or a kazayis, since it's only tasting, you never swallowed it, therefore bracha would not be said. Now, since this is a machlokas, so what do we tell you to do? So if you're only tasting, a bracha is not recited, even if you swallow your food, because it's safek brachos, we go lehakel. However, since it's a situation of safek, if you swallow the food, so then it's proper to have intention to eat it, and thereby you must recite a bracha. So just to review that, if I taste food by just putting it in my mouth and spitting it out, I certainly don't make a bracha. If I swallow the food just intending to taste it, I again do not make a bracha. However, it's proper to have intention to eat it, and therefore you'll, no matter what, are going to be required to make a bracha. If a person is eating and then you're satisfied, then you decide you want to eat more to the point that the food disgusts you and you're no longer getting benefit from the food, so that's called achilas gasa. And one does not recite a bracha prior to such an eating or after such an eating. However, if you're enjoying the taste of the food, then a bracha is required before and after. There is a machlokas if eating in an alternative manner is called eating, and therefore one who is fed by NG tube or G tube or J tube would not recite a bracha. Now, if possible, you should listen to someone else say a bracha on their food and be yotze with their bracha. Since it's aser to have benefit from this world without a bracha, if you know that someone will not make a bracha on food or drink, so you may not give it to them. And instead, you should ask them in a nice manner to make a bracha. Now, if you're afraid that this will encroach on their honor, then don't give them the food unless it is for charity. If you have an honorable guest who does not keep Torah and mitzvos, but he does recognize Torah, and if you don't treat him with proper food and drink, he's going to become more distant from Torah. Maybe he'll come to hate those who keep the Torah. So if this is a situation where you cannot ask this person to recite a bracha, you should feed him anyway. And the reason for this is that it's much worse to hate those that keep the Torah. Another situation is that you can give a person food if you know that if you won't give it to them, they're going to eat something not kosher. So the fact that he won't make a bracha on it takes a back seat. So this concludes shiur number 9, and next time we're going to begin discussing the order of brachos.